Psalms, week 3, day 4, the rejection of the Lord by the church. Psalm 64. To the victor, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my contemplation. Preserve my life from dread of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of evildoers, from the tumult of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue as a sword. They aim their arrow, a bitter word, to shoot in hiding places at the perfect one. Suddenly they shoot and fear not. They strengthen themselves in an evil word. They give an account to conceal snares. They say, who will see them? They search for perversities. We have finished a searching search, and the inward parts of a man and the heart are deep. But God will shoot at them with an arrow. Sudden shall be their smitings, and they shall make him to stumble, and their own tongue is against them. All who see them shall flee away. And every man shall fear, and they shall tell the work of God, and shall have intelligence of his deeds. The just shall be glad in Yehovah, and shall have confidence in him, and all the upright of heart shall glory. Looking at the spiritual sense from Prophets and Psalms, the theme of this whole, almost all of this psalm, is the rejection of the Lord by the church. And at the very end, it's the Lord's redemption and salvation. So it says, the lying in wait of the evil against the Lord, they will perish, and thus the good will be saved. So now, reading some of the details, who sharpened their tongue as a sword, they aimed their arrow a bitter word to shoot in hiding places at the perfect one. Because a sword signifies falsity fighting against truth, it is said, who sharpened their tongue like a sword. And because an arrow signifies the falsity of doctrine, it is said, they aim their arrow with a bitter word. To shoot in secret places at the perfect signifies to deceive those who are intrudes from good. Explaining the words, and the inward parts of a man and the heart are deep. We read, because the midst signifies the inmost, it also signifies the whole. The midst and the inward parts are the same idea. This may be illustrated by comparison with all who are of the church on earth. The Lord's church is spread throughout the whole world, but its inmost is where the Lord is known and acknowledged, and where the Word is. From that inmost, light and intelligence are propagated to all who are round about and are of the church. But this propagation of light and intelligence is effected in heaven. The midst of man, or inward parts, means the intellectual, where truth should be, and the heart, the voluntary, or the will, where good should be. Here, both of these perverted, the latter into evil and the former into falsity. Next, we read that a church needs to be completely vastated or stripped of belief in everything true and good before a new church can be raised up, so that people do not profane what is true and good. We read, when a church has been so vastated that there is no longer any faith, then, and not before, it begins anew. That is, new light shines forth, which in the Word is called the morning. The reason why the new light or morning does not shine forth until the church is vastated is that the things of faith and of charity have been commingled with things profane. And as long as they remain in this state, it is impossible for anything of light or charity to be insinuated. since the tares destroy all the good seed. Referring to the Lord's parable of the wheat and the tares. But when there is no faith, faith can no longer be profaned, because men no longer believe what is declared to them. And those who do not acknowledge and believe, but only know, cannot profane. We read further about profanation. He profanes who knows the truths of faith, and especially he who acknowledges them, bears them in his mouth, preaches them, and persuades others to adopt them, and yet lives in hatred, revenge, cruelty, robbery, and adultery, which he confirms in himself by many things that he extracts from the word, perverting them and thus immersing them in these foul evils. He it is who profanes, and it is such profanity chiefly that brings death to a man. Questions and comments. Number one, we see people sharpening their tongues as swords and aiming bitter words at each other like arrows. Do we also see people today lying in wait against the Lord? Number two, there must always be a church on earth that truly believes in and follows the Lord in his word for life to continue on this planet. The church is the basis for the heavens to share spiritual light and intelligence to all. We can see how serious it is when a church is vastated. Number three, why must an old church be completely vastated before the Lord can raise up a new church? Why did the Lord speak in parables when he came?